All right, guys, well, welcome to 2020. It still blows my mind. Welcome to 2020. There's no more 2019. Again, I am so pumped for this year, and I'm excited for what God can do in our life and through our lives and through our church. And so before I dive in today, I want to say thank you again to each and every one of you guys. We ended 2019 with our heart on our sleeve, and it was because of each and every one of you guys. I know Audra just talked about it with your generosity, but again, I want to highlight again, it is a privilege for us to be able to meet here at this school and to meet here at Blazer Elementary, and I just want to again highlight that because of you and because of your willingness to serve, because of your willingness to give, we were able to give Christmas to 122 kids that otherwise would not have had a Christmas. And on top of that, we gave over 700 gifts away to these 122 kids and thousands of dollars in gift cards to their parents. And it's all because of you guys. So give yourselves a big hand for giving and serving. There was a lot of presents wrapped that day. Anybody that was at the wrapping station probably did not wrap their presents for Christmas because they were like, I'm done wrapping presents. But it was awesome. And I just want to say thank you guys. What a way for us to end the year. What a way for us to end 2019 with the ability to serve the school that way. And again, as a church plant and us just getting started and us trying to move the ball down the field, so to speak, what a great way for us to connect with the school. So again, thank you guys for that. If you have your Bibles today or you have your Bible app, you can turn with me to Luke chapter 9. And we're going to start at verse 57 today. So Luke chapter 9, verse 57. And before I get to that scripture, I want to kind of unpack this series that we're doing called It's Time. And this, every year, we want to kind of kick off the new year with kind of a mentality change. We want to kind of kick off the year with something a little bit different than what we typically do. And so, it's real important for us to kind of line ourselves up and kind of have kind of a true north, kind of have a goal or a direction we want to take for 2020. I know a lot of people start New Year's resolutions, and I know a lot of that kind of stuff kind of falls into play because we have a new year, new mentality, right? And honestly, it's just like any other day when you move from, you know, December to January. It's kind of any other day, but there's something that happens in our minds that kind of starts kind of shouting fresh start. And so we kind of believe that. And so before we kind of completely dive in, our mission statement here at Vintage, and I always want to start the year off this way, is our mission statement is very simple here at Vintage. If you've been here long enough, you'll probably be able to repeat it with me, but it's, we exist to love everyone towards a growing relationship with Christ. We exist to love everyone. And when we say everyone, guess what everyone means? Everyone. Towards, right? We want to love and engage people towards a growing relationship with Christ. It's not enough for us to love people to Christ. We need to love people towards a growing relationship with Him, okay? And so that's our mission statement for Vintage. So everything we do here, we try to measure it by how well we love people and are we helping people grow. And so a few things that we did last year, we did a series last year called Vintage Values. And one of the values are the values that we set here at Vintage are very important because they're not just something that goes on paper. There's an action that kind of goes behind it. And so our value, one of the values that we have is set free to be. And set free to be means we live in freedom by knowing who we are in Christ. So the first step in our faith is always kind of that identity check. And that's why you kind of hear in our worship music and songs and stuff that we're children of God, that we're sons and daughters, because our posture determines our direction. Our posture and how we see ourselves with God determines really how we're going to walk with God. And so when we're sons and daughters, we desire that relationship. Our second one is strive to thrive, which means we passionately pursue our relationship with God. We're not backseat drivers with our relationship with God. We're front seat. We're driving this ship. We know what direction we're going, and we passionately pursue that. Another one is we're better together. And what that means for us is that we're known, loved, and challenged in authentic relationships with each other. We're better together. We're known, loved, and challenged. And then we love on purpose, which is basically what we did at Christmas, right? We use our gifts to serve others with the love of Jesus. And then the last one is we give on purpose. We generously steward what we've been given. So these are our values. These are the things that we kind of anchor to that kind of choose how we're going to do things, okay? And so we often know, when I say strive to thrive, we passionately pursue our relationship with God. Most of you in here are like, yes, Yes. But how many of us are passionately pursuing our relationship with God? When I say we're set free to be, and that we live in freedom knowing who we are in Christ, how many of you can honestly sit here today or stand here today and be like, you know what, I do live in freedom. Or maybe there's something that's still kind of holding you back. Maybe when I say we're better together, that we thrive in our relationship where we're loved, known, and challenged, you sit there and think, well, gosh, I have relationships where I'm known, but maybe not where I'm always loved, and maybe not where I'm always challenged. Maybe that's you. And here's the thing. Maybe I say love on purpose. Maybe you guys heard 122 kids for Christmas, and you heard that we gave 700 gifts away, and we did this, and we did that, and you're kind of like, well, I wasn't really a part of that. Whatever it is for you, everyone is in a continuum. Every one of us is somewhere in a step process with God. Some of us need to take the first step. Some of us need to move from just passionately pursuing him to getting into relationships. Some of us need to go from relationships to serving. We're always being pressured, so to speak, to take a step. So with that being said, that's where this series comes from. Where are you at for 2020? And here's the goal. It's time. It's time to move forward. It's time. The light is green. The light is green. And here's what's interesting. So if you think about, and everybody in this room is gonna understand this. If you've ever driven in the city of Austin, you ever, especially in the morning or obviously rush hour, right? Now, they redid the lights. They did kind of the roundabout thing over on Slaughter and Mopac. And the thing is before they redid that, I could time that traffic signal by knowing where I got backed up at. I could look at that signal up ahead of me and be like, there's going to probably be two cycles, and I'm in. And I would calm myself down. Because if there's an area, see, I'm a pastor and a Christian, but I'm barely a pastor and a Christian when it comes on the roadway. Like, I mean, I'm about this much of me when I get on the road, you know? And it's hard because I'm always in a hurry even when I'm not in a hurry. I love to beat the GPS. If the GPS says that it's going to take me an hour and 55 minutes, man, I am there an hour and 40 minutes. Easy, easy. And sometimes I'll think, I made this trip last week, I'm going to beat it this week. You know what I mean? But what happens, though, how many of you guys have ever been in one of those traffic lights and you know how long it's going to take you before you make that turn? You do. You're looking at it, and you know what's going to happen, and you're sitting there thinking, I know. But what happens is you get to that place, right? You get to that point, and what happens? You don't make it. The car in front of you just doesn't make the light. And what do you see? You see this. And it's like their perfect moment, right? Snap face, tweeting, you know, all that kind of stuff, texting, whatever. And they're, whatever. And now you're frustrated, right? You're upset. You're like, man, I missed it. Now I got to wait a whole 3 minutes, right? And you're frustrated by it. And if you're like me, one of the things that we do, actually, I'm going to turn this on real quick so you guys can understand this a little bit better. There we go. So one of the things that we try to do, right, is when they don't go, you kind of do this number. And it's kind of like a little, can you guys hear that okay? Yeah, it's kind of like a, hey, I'm your friend. Go, right? But in your heart, you're kind of like this. Right? Right? And part of you is like, just beep, beep. But man, you want to lay on. I know you. I know it. And here's the thing about this series. I want us to live our best life in 2020. I want us to have our best spiritual journey in 2020 with Christ. And so today is a little bit of a beep, beep. Today's a little bit of a, like, come on. The light's green, people. Like, turn to somebody and say, it's time. Come on. Now turn to your second choice, the person you didn't want to talk to the first time, and say, it's time. Right? Come on. There you go. You see, it's time for us to move forward and truly do what God's asking us to do in 2020. But here's the thing. Sundays alone, just Sundays, just like this, these cannot change your life completely. Sundays are the catalyst. There's always things that you need to do on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. Sundays are the catalyst. This is the energy. This is the beep, beep. This is the kind of, okay, put the phone down, let's move forward. And that's what I want today to be about. And I've been talking about this, and you hear me say this a lot more about, you know, the cookies are on the bottom shelf, right? Today is one of those days again. Today, like, the cookies are on the bottom shelf. I want everybody to be able to grab something from today and say, this is what I'm going to do moving forward. You see, life change needs us to make more of a commitment to the right things in the certain areas. But I also realize that when we look at 2019, there's some things that are still there. And also realize that when I say beep, beep, and when I say strive to thrive, and I say, you know, live in freedom, and I say love on purpose, and all that, that promotes something or prompts something in your heart to say, maybe there is something I'm not doing. And oftentimes I get that. And Jesus understood that. And there's a passage in the Bible, and I love the translation I'm going to read to you today is in the Message version, and it comes out of Luke chapter 9. But I want you to hear the tone today. I want you to hear this in this translation. I want you to hear the tone of kind of how people are. Jesus' mission was to get people to, his mission alone by himself was to draw people to himself, to bridge that gap between him and the Father, that he would be the conduit now. He'd be the way that we get to God because so many people had gotten off kilter, off base. So when Jesus kind of comes on in the ministry, people started being attracted to him. I want to follow this guy. I want to come after him. And I think if you're a believer in this room or if you've ever been around Christianity, you've probably got to a point somewhere in your life where you're like, you know what, I do need to follow Jesus. But it's not always as easy as just being like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm in. Because look what happens in Luke chapter 9, starting with verse 57. It said, on the road, someone asked if he could go along, right? So someone shows up to Jesus and says, hey, can I go with you? Wherever. I'll go with you wherever. Great attitude, right? I'll go with you wherever. Whatever you want me to do, Jesus, whatever you're calling me to do in 2020, man, I am going to go. Fresh start. It's a new year, Jesus. What do you want me to do, right? And he said, but Jesus was a little bit kind of attitude-ish, kind of curt with him. And he says, are you ready to rough it? Jesus runs him. Are you ready for this? Are you sure? Because it's not going to be easy. And he goes on, we're not staying in the best inns, you know. Jesus said to another, follow me. He looks at somebody else and says, follow me. Hey, come on, let's do this. 2020, come on, beep, beep. And look what he says. He says, in the next verse, he said, certainly. So Jesus asked this guy, hey, follow me. And then the guy responds with, yeah, but first, I've got something else to do. Hold on. But first, excuse me for a couple days. He says, please, I have to make arrangements for my father's funeral. And Jesus refused, stopped him, said, hey, first things first. Your business is life, not death, and life is urgent. Announce God's kingdom. And Jesus, here at this moment, here again, come follow me. But what's our natural reaction? I've got things to do first. Jesus, man, you can't interrupt that part of my life right now. You can interrupt that part, but you can't interrupt this part. And we kind of walk into 2020 with this, I want a big 2020. I want to win in 2020. But Jesus, please don't interrupt kind of what I got going on, right? The very next verse says, then another said, I'm ready to follow you, master. I'm in. I got this. But first, excuse me while I get things straightened out at home. Excuse me. Hold on. Before I join the dream team or before I start serving at this church or before I volunteer to do any, let me go straighten my life out first. Let me go do this, right? While I get straightened out at home. Jesus said, no procrastination. No backward looks, and I love that statement, and this is one of the reasons I use this translation this morning. He says, no backwards looks. He says, you can't put God's kingdom off till tomorrow. Seize the day. You see, a new year gives us a fresh start, and I think we need to take advantage of it. Beep, beep, right? Beep, beep. What does it need to look like for you guys and myself in 2020? There's an old song by Robert Burns. He was an old Scottish musician. And he sings a song, and there's a verse in the song that says, Auld Lang Syne, which is up on the screen. And what it equals is days gone by. This song is typically sang at the end of the new year. And what this song talks about is he in this song, he kind of references this days gone by, and he also references some moments where he talks about, should this come with me into the new year? Should this come with me? Should the things that I had in the previous year come with me into the new year? And I want you to think about this as a challenge today. Think about what should come into 2020 and what should stay behind in 2019. Because here's the thing. If you want to seize the day, there's things that happened in 2019 or even before that you need to leave there. You need to leave it in 2019 and you need to move into 2020. And the Bible's very clear about old and new and things like that. And so here's three specific things on my heart that I want us to leave in 2019. Here's three things that I think we should stay in 2019. And at your seat, if you're our guest today, we've been starting to do these handouts, these notes, so you can follow along with us in the notes. But here's the first one. First thing that you and I need to leave in 2019 is that we need to move on from old history. You and I need to move on from old history. What does that mean? That means you need to go find that spot where it gives all the history and you need to hit clear. It doesn't need to be on that hard drive anymore. That hard drive of your heart, that hard drive of your mind, there's things in 2019 you need to get rid of old history. You need to leave it behind. You see, I get it, the hurt, the event. Everybody knows the event. There's something that happened probably in 2019 that you still feel today, whatever it looks like. But here I'm telling you, if there's something that God wants us to understand, is there's things that we have to leave in 2019. The offense. Some of you guys are offended. You're literally moving from 1 year to the next year staying offended. Some of you guys need to leave it behind. You need to literally move from 2019 into 2020 and make a decision and say, look, I'm not going to live offended. Because if the enemy, again, can get you offended and you can walk with offense, you cannot walk out what God's plans for you because you're walking in bitterness all the time. And you can't do that into 2020. You can't let the enemy do that to you in 2020. So you have to make a choice. I'm going to clear the history. I'm going to go to that browser and I'm just going to hit clear. And I'm not going to worry about it anymore. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19 says this. It says, forget the former things. And I know some of you guys are like, oh, that's easier said than done. It's easier. It is. Because here's the thing. Some of us make our Christianity and our walk try to be a little bit easier than it should be. And the reality is our walk with Christ is hard and it's difficult and it requires a discipline about us. But look what it says. Forget the former things. Do not what? Dwell on the past. That's a choice for you and me. It's a choice for us to sit there and dwell on it. And so you have to forget that moving forward. See, I am doing a new thing. There's something right in front of us with 2020. A brand new thing right in front of us, right? And it says, now it springs up. And then what a question. Do you not perceive it? Do you not see it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. You see, does 2020 need to look like 2019? Beep, beep. Get rid of old history. Let's move on from that. The light is green. The next thing you and I need to move on from is we need to move on from old habits. We need to move on from old habits. Walking away and being healed from certain things. Being healed from certain things. Addictions. Some of us have allowed too much stuff in our life. Some of us allow too much stuff in our life. And we need to be able to walk away from some of those habits that are keeping us from living the life that we want. Some of us, we need to be able to put our phones down every now and then. Some of us, we need to close that laptop lid. Some of us, we need to, you know, kind of see if our language even. Some of us have picked up some habits even with our language that our language isn't even life-giving anymore. You know, it's not a life-giving language that we're speaking to our wives and our kids and our husbands and our coworkers. And it's so easy to find yourself kind of in that realm where you're not, it's not life-giving, you know? And so we need to be able to do that. Attitudes. How many of us picked up a bad attitude in 2019, right? We got to drop some of that stuff. You see, because here's the thing. It's not bad to have the phone in your life. It's not bad to have some of these things, all these habits. You hear me? I love tortillas, right? Like everybody knows it. And the last couple weeks, I have extra loved them tortillas. I mean, probably since Thanksgiving, you know? So for a couple months now, the tortillas are, I mean, they're there, they're hot, they're ready, pozole, all, I mean, it's fantastic. But here's the thing. I'm not going to get rid of tortillas. I just can't let tortillas master my life, right? It's not bad to have the phone in your life, but don't let it master you. It's not bad to have that work laptop in your home, but don't let it master you. It's not bad to have things in your life. Just don't let it master you. Don't let it control your life. And that's real important for us. And so there's a way, one of the things we've been trying to do at Vintage, again, we're a church plant. We're still trying to figure this stuff out. We're walking in obedience with God. We're trying to, hey, God, what do you want us to do? How do you want us to do things? Well, one of the things that we do every year is we start the year off with 21 days of prayer and fasting. We start off the year with 21 days of prayer. And one of the reasons we do this is because we need to start our year off right. We have to be able to kind of put the phone down, develop a different habit in our life. So one of the things that we're doing is tomorrow we start 21 days of prayer, 21 days straight. And here's what I want to ask you. Would you pray with me for 21 days straight? There will be a topic every day that's going to go out on social media. There will be a thing on our website, and you can find it, and you can just pray with us. Saturday mornings, if you would lock in 9 o'clock on Saturday, stop what you're doing on Saturday mornings and pray. I don't care if it's for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. Stop for a moment. 21 days straight, and I guarantee your life will change for 2020. Guaranteed. You see, because we have to put ourselves in a position to grow, to receive what God has for us. You see, and you can even fast in that. You can even fast in that 21 days. Some of us, if you need to fast, you know, fast from fast food, then fast from fast food. If you need to fast, I'm going to fast the tortillas. I'm going to fast I'm doing something completely different than I've ever done before, because I want results I've never had. So I'm going to do things I've never done to get results I've never had. And that's something I'm going to chase God as if I got saved last night. And I'm going to jump out in front, and for the next 21 days, I'm going to put my phone down a lot more. I'm going to say no a lot more and say yes to Jesus a whole lot more. And here's the thing. I do not want 2020 to look like 2019. I don't want days gone by that I get to this time next year and I'm talking about the same thing I wish I would have done the year before. So would you join me? Mark your calendars, 21 days of prayer for the next 21 days. Start tomorrow. And again, make it 10 prayers in one day or one big prayer, whatever it looks like for you, whatever that habit looks like for you, build it and develop it. Isaiah 58:6 says, it's not this kind of fasting I have chosen. You see, Isaiah, the prophet, he was talking about fasting. God had positioned him to fast and do some things that were going to break chains. And it goes on and says, I have chosen to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke. And I love this, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. You see, when you commit to prayer, you commit to fasting, you commit to things like that, God will break the chains. Some of you have been asking, break the chain. And God's been giving you the key the entire time. You and I have to do this moving in to 2020. And here's the last thing that we need to move on from. We need to move on from old hurts. You need to move on from old hurts. If there's one thing as a pastor, I'm guilty of this as well. When people hurt you, it's easier said than done to let it go. But here's the thing. You have to. You have to. And here's the reason why is because once you're wounded, you will walk around that way. Once you're wounded, if you do not heal the wound, you will start to walk around wounded. And it's hard because then the enemy will always focus you on the wound. He will always focus on not what you've overcome. He'll focus you back on the wound. And he'll let you know, hey, remember? See how you're wounded? You can't care about people. Look what they've done to you. You can't do that with your marriage because look what happened. You can't do this with people at your work. You can't do this. You can't do that. And all of a sudden, you're making decisions in 2020 based off a wound that happened 12 months ago. And we can't live our lives that way. So you and I need to move on from old hurts. You can't let your life be defined in 2020 by what somebody's done to you. You can't. You have to heal and you have to forgive. You have to clean the page. You have to erase it. You have to erase it. And I love what Paul tells the church in Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is there any Christians in the room? You don't have to raise your hand, but there are probably Christians in here. You probably love Jesus. You're probably like, I know God. I love him. Well, look at this. If you are in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ. And I love the word reconciled because biblically the word reconciled is important for us. And you know what reconciled meant in the original Greek? To bring the balance to zero. So when Christ looked at us and when Paul's speaking to us as a church and he's speaking to us, he's saying, look, if you walk in Christ, if you're new today in Jesus, because of what he's doing, your balance is zero. That means one of us, we had a balance. I've had sin in my life. I've had worry. I've had fear. I've had offense. I've had this. I've had mistakes. I've had all this kind of stuff. But the second I decide to walk in Christ and walk in that relationship, he brings the balance to zero. And if Christ brings your balance to zero, then you need to bring others' balance to zero in your own heart, in your own mind. It's just the way that we have to do things. And I know it's easy, right? What do we do with it? What do we do with it? And here's the thing. I can't start the next chapter of my life if I keep rereading the last one. I cannot start the next chapter of my life if I keep rereading the last one. And too many of us are defined by the old chapters and the old books. So as I start to close today, I want us to think, okay, if you and I would commit, let's move on from those things. Let's move on from the hurts. Let's move on from the history. Let's move on from those things. What is it that we can learn from Jesus in 2020? What are the things that we can anchor to from Jesus and make it different for us? What are the things that we can, it's time, right? Beep, beep. What I love about Jesus is that Jesus had about 3 years worth of ministry, actual ministry. We see his birth in the Bible, and then we kind of see kind of a blank slate, so to speak, for about 30 years. And then Jesus comes back on the scene, and Jesus had one message along with John the Baptist, and their messages lined up the same. They lined up the same, and it was real critical for them because this message was so important. You see Jesus show up on the scene in the New Testament, and he gets baptized, and he ends up in the desert, and he fasts and prays for 40 days and 40 nights, and then ministry begins for him. Ministry begins for him. And this is where we pick up in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. This is the message Jesus said from that time on, right? From the moment he started his fasting and the moment he started praying and the moment he stepped into baptism, it says, from that time on, Jesus began to preach. And he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. And what I love about this word repent is that me, when I started my faith journey, repent actually was a negative word to me. And some of us, we automatically think about somebody standing on the street corner with a soapbox yelling at us to repent, and we're all going to hell, right? I didn't know that hell was hell until I moved to Texas. I moved to Texas from New Mexico, and all of a sudden, it's, you're going to hell. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? It's not hailing outside. It's not even raining outside. I don't know where I'm going with that, but repent ended up being a negative word to me. When somebody, I remember somebody telling me, I was in college full-time and working full-time, and at that time I was supposed to go to church on Wednesdays and Fridays and Sunday mornings and Sunday nights and whenever they told me to. So I did. But when school started and work started, I started missing Wednesday nights a little bit more. And I remember after missing 3 or 4 Wednesday nights services, I ended up going in, and one of the elders came to me at the church, or one of the, elders, deacons, one of those guys, came to me, and he was like, look, son, you need to repent. And it scared me to death. And he said, you need to repent. You need to go, you need to quit school or work or whatever it is, because you're missing too much church. I'm like, man, I've been to church like 33 times in 1 month. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, I'm working, I'm trying to go to school, I'm trying to figure this stuff out, and it scared me. And all of a sudden, I had this, like, repent. Like, what? So I went to my pastor. I said, well, what do I do? What do I do? Like, what is, like, repent? You know, and he goes, well, you've already repented. He goes, but you should probably get, like, in a better habit of doing a lot. Like, every day, try to repent. Hey, Lord, fresh start. And I remember the word coming up. I went to study it by myself. And I went, and I remember sitting in the auditorium all by myself one night, and I started reading the Bible. I looked up kind of the Greek language for repent, and the Greek word for repent means metanoia. Meta means change. And when Jesus came on the scene and John the Baptist came on the scene, their first message that Jesus would teach people is you need to change your thinking. You need to go from walking this way, change your thinking, and turn and go the other way. And I thought, I could do that. I could change my thinking. I don't need to think like this all the time. I could think differently. And that's what's important. You and I need to change our thinking. And what I love, you go back to that verse real quick. There's a few things that are highlighted here. Repent, let's change our thinking. But you don't want to know one of the biggest problems that you and I have, the reason why it's hard for us to change our thinking and change our ways, is because of the very next verse. It says, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. And the reason I highlighted kingdom of heaven is because some of us, we're the kings of our own kingdom. And we continue to live that way. I'll call the shots in my life. I'll do it my way. I'll have God involved, but I will be the king over my own kingdom. And some of you are pretty upset about your kingdom. So here's the thing. Paul and Jesus understood that. So then it turned into, why don't you change your thinking and let Jesus be the king of your kingdom? Why don't you in 2020, you and I in 2020, let Jesus be the king of our kingdom? Why don't we step into his kingdom and say, you know what, you're the king over my life. You choose the shots. You choose what direction I'm supposed to go. You choose how I do things. And I love the last word, near. I highlighted the last word, near. Because some of you need to hear this. The change you've been hoping for and the change that you've been desiring for your family or for whatever's going on in your life, it's a lot closer than you think it is. And all sometimes it is a little bit of a change of thinking. Sometimes it's us looking at it saying, look, I'm going to change that thinking a little bit different. Jesus is closer than you think he is. And so here's what I want us to do. I want us to make four changes in 2020. And the first one is this. I want us, it's time to get closer to God. It's time to get closer to God. Some of you may say, look, I'm here. Yeah, but there's probably something else we need to do tomorrow. Some of us probably need to pause at work and pray a little bit. Some of us need to maybe pick a Bible app and start reading the Bible a little bit more. Some of us need to, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe some of you need to commit to church even and say, look, you know what? Gosh, I'll tell you this, Vintage. There's 365 days in the year, right? Vintage will be here pretty much every Sunday for 51 of them. We take off the last Sunday of the year, 51 of them. What would happen if you and your family decided to be a part of Vintage every Sunday for 51 Sundays out of the year? Your life would look different. If you decided right now that you're going to join 21 days of prayer and you're going to pray for 21 days straight and follow the plan, your life would change, right? Every one of us has a next step to take with the Lord. And I love this in James chapter 4, verse 8. It says, come close to God. Notice how it's us. We take the first step and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts for your loyalty. And I love this because this convicts me a lot. It says, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. You see, and it's so easy to get caught there. Where's my loyalty stand? Who am I loyal to this week? Who am I loyal to for 2020? Am I going to be loyal to the world or am I going to be loyal to God, right? How many of us are more loyal to the world right now than we are to Christ? Number two is this, it's time to get honest with a friend. It's time to get honest with a friend. It's time for you to share your heart secrets with at least one of your friends. Some of us, you got to find those relationships that healing comes. You got to. And so I love what James chapter 5, verse 16 says. It says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so you may be healed. And this is one of my go-to verses in my heart and my life. Because I know that if I stand before the Lord, if I stand before you right now and I confess my sins to the Lord, I know that he is just and righteous and he will forgive my sins if I confess them. But you know how many times I've confessed my sins to the Lord and I'm never being healed from them? Because I've never been willing to go sit down with somebody and say, look, let me tell you what's going on in this heart of mine. Let me tell you. You know that addiction moment? Some of us, that you got to have moments where I got to get this out. I'm addicted to this, or I'm going through this. For me, one of the addictions I had in my past that I got saved from that was really hard for me was alcoholism. And I struggled with it. Everyone knew without me ever saying it. I never had freedom from it until I actually spoke it, until I actually said I got a problem. And you'll be amazed that when you find a friend like that and you find somebody in this church or find somebody who can love you that way and you could say it with no condemnation and they place their hand on you and they pray for you and healing comes. Some of you have been craving that healing for a long time. Pray for that in 2020. Pray for that in 2020. Number three is this. It's time to get in tune with your purpose and your passions. Some of us are unhappy because we're trying to be someone in the wrong place. Some of us, God is placing the right place in front of you, the right moment, the right time to serve, the right time to get involved, get into a life group, all kinds of different things that God will place in front of you. You have to understand that as a church plant and as a church, we are trying to program 2020 that we will not create anything that is unnecessary for you. And what I mean by that is every series we do, we'll do a topical series like this, it's time, but then this year we're going to dive into books of the Bible and study the entire book of the Bible. We're going to go from something like that to a relationship series. And we're going to go from a relationship series to probably a financial series and a spiritual journey and an offense. We're going to create life groups for you to get connected so you can have those moments of freedom. We'll create opportunities for you to serve so it becomes bigger than yourself. Because the enemy wants you self-centered and the king of your kingdom, and it's hard to find joy in that, right? So everything we do, we're going to work on freedom groups where if you do have an addiction or you have something that you need to be set free from, there's going to be a group specifically for that. We've got financial peace university groups that are going to get started or a group that's going to get started. We've got all these type of things as a church, and the idea behind all of this is to grow in our relationship with Christ. If it's not, we will not do anything that is unnecessary. Everything has a heart behind it to help us find that freedom. And so we need to tune in with our purpose and our passions. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3 and 4 says this, if anyone thinks they are something, and sometimes we do this, right? This is who I am in my workplace. This is who I am in my home. This is who I am at church. This is who I am. And we're different places, right? But it says, if anyone thinks they are something when they're not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. You and I need to look deep inside our heart. Why do we do what we do? What's our why behind the what? What's our why behind what we do? It says, then they can take pride in themselves alone. It's the good kind of pride. It's the pride that, man, I love doing this. I love it. It's hard, but I love it without comparing themselves to someone else. Because when you know who you are, there's no need for comparison. When you know who you are, you know what God's asking you to do, there's no need for comparison. You're not worried about what somebody else is doing or if they've got this or they don't have that or whatever it looks like for you. You're living in that moment. See, don't just go through life, grow through life, right? And here's the last thing as we close today. It's time to start doing something greater than myself. You see, some of us in 2020, you need to go on a God-given adventure. You need to look at your life and you need to go on a God-given adventure. Some of you guys, you're literally sitting at the stoplight. You're at the stoplight. And now, is this on? It's on. Can you hear this? Can you hear it? What about now? This is the message for 2020. This is it right here. So you've been sitting at the light too long. Let's go. Go on that God-given adventure in 2020. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. God creates each of us by Christ Jesus to what? Join him in the work he does. Now look at this. It is work. It is hard work. When you're doing something beyond yourself, it is hard work. But look at this. The good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work we had better be doing. And I love that statement because it is work, but man, it's good work. It is good work when we're serving other people. It is good work when you're doing something beyond yourself. It is good work. See, and I had this moment. My emotions have been all over the place, for the last couple weeks. Or my wife would say your emotions are all over the place all the time. But for me, I've had a lot of emotional, stuff going on the last couple weeks. And I had this moment where I was praying for 2020 and I had this somewhat grieving moment for 2020 as I was praying about Vintage and I was praying about our church and I was praying about the direction. And the grieving moment for me was not only what God was pressing on my heart, but what I felt like God was pressing on my heart for a lot of people in this room. And the grieving moment was that we were this close to having the freedom in our life that we've been hoping for. If we would just step into it. It was like this moment of like Jesus knows where you're at. And he knows what that desire is in your heart. And he doesn't want 2020 to look like 2019. And maybe you had a good 2019, but maybe God wants you to have a great 2020. Maybe your relationship with your spouse was kind of a little iffy in 2019. Maybe he wants that to look completely different in 2020. Maybe you walked in loneliness a lot in 2019. Maybe you walked in busyness. Maybe you walked in self-condemnation. You walked around feeling like you're nothing all the time. Maybe you walked around and you were just overwhelmed with everything around you. And Jesus is looking at 2020 saying, look, it doesn't need to be that way. It doesn't need to be that way in 2020. So I want to leave you with this to end with today. I can't go back and change the beginning, but I can start where I am and change the ending. I can't go back and change the beginning, but I can start where I am right now and I can change the ending. And so my prayer for you, hey, join us for 21 days of prayer. My prayer for you, life groups, start one. You know how your spiritual life will change is when you're prepping your house for other people to come to it. You want to see yourself get ready for something different? Plan on 10 people coming to your house, and you're going to talk spiritual things. Plan on 10 people coming to your house, and you're going to talk about your marriage that week. You want to talk about spiritual change? Find yourself in a relationship during the week that can change your life. Some of you, go beyond yourself. There's plenty of opportunities to serve within Vintage. Sometimes it's as simple as holding a sign and smiling at somebody. Sometimes it's getting here at 7 in the morning to set up to lead worship. Sometimes it's getting here at 7 in the morning to set up a kids' environment so our kids will understand and know the love of Jesus. Sometimes it's a Giving Hope afternoon on a Christmas holiday for 4 or 5 hours straight, wrapping presents and loving on. You don't know. It's not easy, but man, it's good work. And there's healing that comes in those things. So I want to ask you if you would stand with me as we close. I want to pray for you. And I want to just ask you, like we do every weekend, one of the things that's real important for us is that you respond. And so I told you about that respond card earlier. And that respond card is real important because I believe in 2020, each and every one of you, including myself, we have to respond. There's something that God wants in our heart. Some of you, it's going to be life groups. Look, I really need to get into relationships. Some of you, it's could be you're following Jesus's path and you look, I trust God, but I've never been baptized. We have baptism here. Some of you, it's, I need freedom. I've had that addiction way too long. Pastor, I need you. I need to walk this out. Some of you, you've got a fence. You need to pray about it. Some of you, you need to get involved with the local church. And I believe in the local church all across Austin, so it doesn't even need to be at this one. But if you call Vintage home, I would highly recommend praying about where you need to be in this place. And if you're looking at me saying, look, I don't even know my passion, I don't even know my purpose, we have a class for that. We have a moment where you can find your spiritual gift and find what you're passionate about and then plug into where that ministry looks like within Vintage. We promise, we're not here to get anything from you. We're here because we want something for you. And I know that Jesus wants for us in 2020 to live in freedom and have joy in our life and to live a life that is reconciled. How many of you guys want a clean slate, right? How many of us want a clean slate in our heart, in our mind, in our marriages, in our friendships, right? And that's what Jesus desires. So I'm going to pray that over you. And when we pray during this song or when we close with this song, I want you to pray. I can't respond for you, okay? I wish I could, but I can't. You need to take a step and you need to pray during this next song and say, God, what would you have me do? And then I want you to pray over that respond card, and there's a few different responses on that card. And it's join a team, it's get baptized, it's go join a life group. If you need a prayer request, there's a spot to pray. Hey, I need prayer for something specific. And I just want you to respond. You can leave that at your chair when we end the song, or you can drop it off at the New Here table in the back. So let me pray for you, and we'll close up today. God, we thank you for 2020. We thank you for the moment to be able to come into this place today. And God, just step forward in faith and do what you've asked us to do. So we ask right now, Lord, that you would be the Lord over our lives. If there's one thing we each and every one of us commit to at this moment, is Jesus, that you would be the king of our king. We would step into your kingdom and you would be our king. Some of us have been the kings of our own kingdom for way too long. And so we come to you with our hearts open. Jesus, be our king. Jesus, I give my life to you. I repent. I repent of the sin that's been in my life. I repent of the bad thinking that's been in my life. Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my family. I give you my relationships. Jesus, I leave 2019 behind and I step into 2020, open heart, open mind, use me. Here I am, Lord. That's our prayer this morning. Here I am. And you love us right where we're at, Jesus. Here we are. Use us. So we thank you, we love you, and we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.